Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on the Cube, 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. On the first part of the show today, I'm pleased to have José Perron, executive director and founder of MoShack. MoShack offers supervised housing for young adults between the ages of 18 and 35 years old with a mental health problem. But first, we will hear this song by Lindsay L., Story I Tell Myself. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Some days I'm feeling I'm not pretty enough. I take the wheel, but I won't get it done. I'm overthinking till I'm stuck in the mud. I'm exhausted from bad self-talking. The devil I know isn't good enough for me. Running uphill till there's nothing left of me. What would it feel like if I could believe? All of my doubt is insecurity. I know my pride can get the best of me. How do I heal when something cuts so deep? I'm so tired of the story I tell myself. Somebody else is what deserves. I know I'm worthy of so much better than this. It's hard to think about everything that I missed. But being vulnerable doesn't feel like a risk. And there's no hope in staying broken. The devil I know isn't good enough for me. Running uphill till there's nothing left of me. What would it feel like if I could believe? I'm so tired of the story I tell myself. Somebody else is worth deserving. The lies don't work when I'm doing well. But it hurts like hell to hear the story I tell myself. And I know that it's in my mind. Just wanna see what the other side looks like. Wish I could be right. The story I tell myself. And I know it'll be alright. Just wanna step out into the light. Wish I could rewrite the story I tell myself. I'm so tired of the story I tell myself. Somebody else is worth deserving. The lies don't work when I'm doing well. But it hurts like hell to hear the story I tell myself.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM. And today I'm very pleased to welcome José Perron to the Townships at 12. Now, José is the executive director of MoShack. Now, MoShack, it's a supervised housing for young adults between the ages of 18 and 35 living with a mental health problem. So welcome, José.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, for our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about MoShack?
Yes. MoShack, the first building was built and opened in 2018. This building is really dedicated for the people between 18 and 35 years old dealing with mental illness issues like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, personality disorder. And last year, we opened a second building. It's for light services, and it's from adults from any ages dealing with mental health issues, but being stable in need a light supervision compared to the first building, which is offering intensive care, and so which means we can see the same person many times a day or week.
Okay, so the two buildings are a little bit different. The second one is for people that are a little bit more independent and more stable?
Yes, exactly. It's for people who actually are stable, are autonomous, but need a safe space to maintain their stability and access to professional services like once a month to check it out if everything is okay. Compared to, and you can live the time you need at this building. The first building, which is dedicated for the 18 to 35 years old intensive care, you can live there for a maximum of 3 years because the goal is to develop your autonomy and your stability and your life project.
Okay, so up to 3 years, that is really good. That's giving them a lot of time to stabilize. And okay, and it's bilingual.
Yes, it's bilingual. We are one of the rare resources providing all of our services in both languages, French and English. And we also have, I don't know in English, maybe the way of living. So all of our activities are open for free to the community. So our neighbor, families, friends are welcome to participate to our different workshops, and it's free. Our goal is to work with the community, be into the community, because we all have mental health. And nobody can say, my mental health will always going to be stable all my life. So it's a way to work against the stigma about mental health, and also to provide access and services for free to the members of the community.
Okay. Do you feel that there's still a lot of stigma about mental illness?
Oh, yes. There's still a lot of stigma about mental illness. We talked about that more and more, but still a lot of stigma from outside. But another stigma that we don't talk often is the auto-stigmatization. When you are living with a mental health issues, sometimes you stigmatize yourself. You think you're worthless, that you can't do different stuff. But the recovery is possible. You can have a good life, stable life, having projects. And we have tenants that through our services, now that are back at work or at school, I think the access to services, it's really important on the way for their recovery.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Do you feel that there's a lot more young people that have more mental illnesses lately or since COVID?
Since COVID, what we can see is they talk a lot about the anxiety for the younger generation. But we have to take care. I think that we're talking a lot about anxiety and we forgot to talk about the stress, which is normal. You can be stressed before an exam. You can be stressed during an interview. That doesn't mean you have anxiety. But yes, people talk a lot about anxiety. It might be higher than before. But I think we need to moderate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what is the procedure for someone to be eligible for MOSHAC?
It's really easy. The person can call us and ask to have an appointment to do the request for an apartment, and we do a meeting about an hour to see the needs of the person and if we can answer the needs for that person. Sometimes we have reference from the psychiatry that referred us people that are actually authorized. Sometimes we have reference from other organizations, family doctor, so we are people know more and more about MOSHAC, so we get a lot of reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now MOSHAC came to be because there was a need for a place like this?
Yes, exactly. So before starting MOSHAC, I used to work for JV Suicidal Prevention Center and providing training to all Eastern Township. And I figured out that there were not really access to supervised apartments for people dealing with mental health issues at that time, though, back in 2013.
Okay.
And there was no access most of the time for English-speaking population. So this is why that was so important for me to create access first for supervised apartments for people who are dealing with mental illness issues, but to provide all the services in both languages, French and English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About how many English people are living in Moshac?
It's about 5% of our apartments. We have a total of 40 apartments supervised, 18 for the intensive care, and 22 for light services. And for now, we have around 5% of the English-speaking population.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, what is a typical day for someone in Moshac?
They have access to a professional if they need to talk. They have a personalized follow-up with a professional to work to get their stability and go forward. They have access to every day we have an activity, so it's different every day. So they can choose which activity they want during the day. And as we have community space, they get together to, they can organize. They have power inside of the organization too, because they have different committees, because for us it's really important that they can take their place as a full citizen. So we have some tenants on the board of director. They're running different committees, and they get involved into Moshac.
Okay, so their days are quite structured then.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Now, is there just one person to an apartment or more than one person? How does that work?
In the first building, as it is intensive care, they need to live alone during the process for the maximum of 3 years. In the second building, they can be two person by apartment. All of our apartments are one-bedroom apartments, and they are all subsidized, so which means the person pay only 25% of their revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Now, they have to make their own meals and things like that. How does that work?
Exactly. They have a full apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment, so they have full kitchen, the bedroom, living room, bathroom. But we also have community space, and we have big kitchen, community kitchen, because we do a cooking workshop every week, too.
Okay, that's really helpful. A lot of support for them. You've been with Moshac since the beginning, 2018?
Yes, I'm the founder and the general director. So I create Moshac on papers in 2013. Then went back to school at university to get my bachelor, to be more specific to mental health, and work on the building, how we're going to provide services, and fundraise money. Then I opened the first building in 2018.
Okay, good for you. Good for you, and good for the community too. Any special memories so far or success stories you'd like to share?
I think a lot of people around Lennoxville know the dog that we used to have, Brownie. That was a big brown lab. And it used sometimes to take off. And that was so fun because the neighbor, when we were looking for him, the neighbor say, "Oh, we saw Brownie, stop by here." And we pet him.
Okay.
And unfortunately, he got really old and he passed. But now we have a new dog because we have an organization dog. So which dog is really living at Moshac. And the tenants have a committee for the dog. So they're in charge of taking care every morning, they walking the dog. So people around here might know now the little Roxy, the beagle.
Okay, a lot of pet therapy. Do you find that a pet helps the organization, the people in it?
Yeah, absolutely. And they love the dog. So they spend time with the dog. It's kind of comfort for many of them. It's a responsibility too. Because many people, especially when they're younger, they say, "Oh, I would like to have a dog in my apartment." But now, when they have a dog and they have to take care, and there are many of them in the community to take care, they figure out it's a lot of work. So finally, the option will be cats.
Mm-hmm. True. How do you raise funds? I would imagine you get the bulk of your money from the government. How do you raise other funds?
Oh, yes. We need money all the time, as many of the nonprofit organizations. This is the point, to keep going and to provide more services to more people. So we have annual dinner once a year in March in collaboration with the Comme Chez Soi restaurant. And every summer we do also the hot dog events at the Square Queen in partnership with the Family Prix. So it's a way to make the people in the community aware about Montchac and what we're doing at the same time to fundraise. And we use different web site platform so people can donate online, like Canada Helps and platform like that, to support us in our work, because we need to fundraise on different ways, asking foundation, so which means a lot of hours writing papers, trying to figure out, because it's really specific to each foundation. So we spend a lot of time during the year trying to find funds to be sure that we can keep going and provide quality services.
Okay, definitely. What's the one thing that you would like our listeners to remember from this interview? What do you think is the most important?
I think the most important is that if the population can think that mental health is the same thing that physical health, there's no difference. This is our health. So to fight against the stigma, and I wish one day we all going to have access to a psychologist for free as healthcare services. So hopefully people will feel more comfortable today to talk about mental health.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Now, if somebody out there is interested and they want to get in touch, they have questions, is there an email and a phone number?
Yes. They can look at our website, moshak.ca. They also can call us at 819-481-1853. And the website, they will find all email that they can send requests by email. We also have a Facebook page, Moshak, so they can contact us by messenger. So they have a lot of opportunity and ways to be in contact with us.
Okay, definitely a great place, Moshak. Anything else to add before we go, José?
No, but I really thank you to give us the opportunity to talk about what we're doing and to speak out for mental health.
Well, thank you so much, José Perel, the Executive Director for Moshak. Thanks again, and all the best on all the activities.
Thank you.
Doesn't have to make sense, but it makes sense somehow. Caught up in a whirlwind, whirlwind, with our heads in the clouds. That's what love can do. Bet it on a chance you might lose. Set a fire, let you walk right on through. You let it burn, cause you don't wanna move. It only takes the right one, just once, to turn the whole thing around. But that's just how crazy love sounds. Yeah, that's what love can do. You bet it on a chance you might lose. Set a fire, let your walk right on through. Let it burn, cause you don't wanna move. That's what away and made everything new. That's what love can do. That's what love can do. You'll bet. That's what love can do. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. There will be an artisan fair at the Colby Curtis Museum, Sunday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Colby Curtis Museum, located at 535 Dufferin Street in Stanstead. Free entry to fair and museum. Street parking in front of the museum. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be having a general meeting on November 8th at Hope Community Church in the basement, 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. and the public is invited to hear the speaker at 10. The speaker will be well-known adventurer Yannick Doughty, and the topic of his talk will be a multimedia presentation by Dr. Doughty about how his personal journey around the world helped him develop a unique approach to bringing aid and education to children who need it most in the developing world through grassroots humanitarian projects. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estree.org. The next presentation by the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will be at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 30th at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center right in the heart of Lennoxville, 10 Samuel Gratham Street. It's free. Everybody is welcome. And this presentation is called A New Look at Our Bird Garden, and it's by Camille DeFrance, naturalist, ornithologist, and a member of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Are you a fan of Halloween? Together, let's transform the city of Sherbrooke into a haunted haunt and celebrate Halloween like never before. To register, www.visitesherbrooke.ca/fr/decouvrez/la-ballade-monstrueuse. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District will be holding a fundraising concert on Sunday, November 3rd, at the St. Elizabeth Church, located at 3115 Cableton in North Hatley. The concert will start at 2 p.m. and will feature well-known local artists. Tickets are $20. For reservations, please call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-566-0542. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, Unit 318, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke, they invite everybody to a roast beef supper coming up on November 9th, 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. For reservations, please call Doreen Morissette at 819-821-2967 before November 1st, 2024. ANAF Unit 318, participating in Remembrance Day activities. Saturday, November 9th, service in Scottstown at 11 a.m., service in Barrie at 2 p.m., Armistice Supper at the ANAF Unit 318. Sunday, November 10th, service in Lennoxville at 11 a.m., light luncheon for the community at the unit, service in North Hatley at 4 p.m. Monday, November 11th, service in Sawyerville at 11 a.m., service in East Clifton, service in Cookshire, and service in Island Brook. There will be a presentation on Wednesday, November 6th, 7 p.m. Blatant Injustice, Injustice Flagrant, Jewish Refugees in Sherbrooke During World War II. This event is sponsored by the Lennoxville Library and will happen at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street, in the borough of Lennoxville. Again, that is on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. And it's the Adopt a Book campaign going on at the Lennoxville Library. Choose a book from the new book displays at the library or from the new book list on their website. Then make a donation in cash or by check or debit card to cover the book's retail price, typically between $20 and $45. They will inscribe your name or the name of a person you wish to honor on a book plate inside the book and issue a tax receipt for your donation. You can also make an annual donation to the library at whatever amount suits your budget. Pay by cash, check, or debit next time you are at the library, or also online donation site Canada Helps. The 1,000 apple pie sale is back for another year. On Saturday, November 9th, the awesome team of volunteers at Grace Village will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. The delicious apple pies are ready to bake or freeze, each with baking instruction. Pie prices are the following. $15 a pie or 5 pies for $60. Buy 4 and get 1 free. Pre-order your apple pies online. weblink.donorperfect.com/pies2024. Interested in being a volunteer pie maker? Reach out to Leslie Buchanan at email lesliebuchanan624@gmail.com to be part of this amazing project for Grace Village. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, José Perron, director and founder of Mon Chac. We will close the first half hour today with a song by Gregory Porter, "We Have All the Time in the World." We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with the second half hour of the Townships at 12 here on The Cube 88.9 FM.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way more, nothing less.